A new exhibition featuring biblical texts and rare manuscripts is underway in the Braccio di Carlo Magno Museum in the Vatican. Entitled Verbum Domini II, God's Word Goes Out to the Nations, the exhibition brings together over 200 artifacts to tell the history of the Bible across the globe. Highlights include three fragments of the Dead Sea Scrolls and a double page from the Codex Vaticanus, the oldest surviving manuscript of the complete Christian Bible, which is on loan from the Vatican Library. Lydia O'Kane spoke with Mario Paredes, the Presidential Liaison for Catholic Ministries at the American Bible Society, about the exhibition.
What has inspired this exhibition is Pope Benedict XVI, with his apostolic exhortation after the Synod on the Word called Verbum Domini. This is a document that clearly presents the Bible at the center and the foundation of our Christian faith.
With regard to the exhibit, I mean, it's not just one part of the world, it's all parts of the world. You can see pieces from so many different parts of the world. Was that important to have that inclusivity there?
When we planned Verbum Domini II, we felt that was important to present an exhibit that could speak on how the Word of God has moved around the world and has penetrated so many cultures. Name it Asia, Africa, of course, the European communities, and the New World, America. So that was the thrust of our intention, was to present God's Word go out to the nations.
How do you choose exhibits? It must be quite a difficult thing to do because there are so many things you probably want to put in an exhibition, but you can't put them all in. So how do you make that choice?
Well, first you identify the theme that you want to address. And in order to clarify that, you consult experts and you bring to the table perites that know the scripture. And you give ideas, and finally you formalize the concept. And by doing that, then you go to the archives, and we have 44,000 items to exhibit. Here in Rome, we only have 220 items of a huge collection.
Now, you have a lot of collaborators in this, including the Vatican Museums. A lot of people have come on board for this, haven't they?
That is correct. We always like to invite highly reputable institutions that have been known for their research and their care for historical documents. And so we have requested loans. And there are exactly 18 institutions from Germany, England, United States, the Vatican included, that they have lent us beautiful, valuable treasures of the Bible.
The theme, as you were saying, is Verbum Domini. Were there particular pieces that you felt needed to be in the exhibition?
Interesting. I think the fragments of the Dead Sea Scroll are very important, extremely historical. They are there, and this belongs to the Hebrew scripture. I think it's extremely important that the world get to see it, almost touch it, because they are original and they are right in front of our eye. So it is a tremendous spiritual satisfaction to be able to be in front of historical pieces.
For people who have yet to see the exhibition and really want to go along to see it, what else can they expect?
Well, there is a very beautiful document, the Codex Vaticanus, which had never been seen, never been shown anywhere. This time, the Vatican has made a concession to us and lent it this incredible document that has been under safe for centuries, and now is in exhibit. So that is an extremely valuable piece that you could certainly, again, have the opportunity to see, almost touch.
Many people think the Bible is something that goes way back, and it is. But the interesting thing about this exhibition was the technological side of it, because you talk about technology, we talk about the moon in this exhibition, and there's looking to the future. So it's not all about looking at the past, it's looking at the present, and it's looking about the future as well, isn't it?
It is our profound conviction that the Word of God is alive, is well, and the Word of God face is Jesus, who speaks to us in the Holy Scriptures. So clearly, it is our profound faith, you know, that the Word of the Lord, you know, is throughout history, yesterday, today, and in the future, the very same, that touch our life, dialogue with us, inspire us, motivates us. That is what explains what we have been trying to do, not as a piece of the past that is somehow put in a shelf there, in a reservoir. No, it is the living Word of God. And that is the reason that we invest so much in presenting this exhibit around the world.
Going back to the idea of technology, technology's come so far. I mean, we've all, social media, Facebook, we've all these different things. How important is this new kind of media for spreading the Word of God?
Lydia, today we cannot ignore technology. It would be absurd. We know that the new culture that has been generated after the computer era and all the subsequent instrument that has been placed at our disposal, they are all contributing to the dissemination of the Word of God. You mentioned earlier the fact that we have a section there of the Bible and its future by presenting one of the ships that was taken to the moon by one of the astronauts. It is fascinating to see the ships, that the entire Bible is contained in the ship, and you could read it because the technology, you know. So it is a tiny, tiny little thing, you know, and yet is the entire Word of God there, as the church has presented it. So technology today is extremely important, and especially for our younger generation that is so immersed on these new instruments.
Is there a particular aspect of the exhibition that really excites you, any particular highlight that was wonderful to see and excited you in the exhibition?
Well, I think there are a number of those 220 items. One of the documents that is there are the Bodnet Codex of the Psalms. These are discoveries that were found in the early 1940s of our era, recently, and they has been discovered by accident and finally analyzed, studied, and today we own some of those documents and we treasure them and we brought them here. The Vatican has some of the Bodner's discoveries, and we have others, and we complement that at the exhibit. But there are so many interesting documents there. And finally, I will say something that is very attractive, is a replica of the Gutenberg printing machine, that was made out of wood, and is still working. It's an exact replica how the first Bible was printed in modern time. And that people have a lot of fun just by seeing how they used to print the Bible, yeah.
Well, Maya, I want to thank you so much for coming in. The Verbum Domini 2 exhibit, God's Word Goes Out to the Nations, is currently on at the Braccio di Carlo Magno in the Vatican.